I believe that in this season, God wants to free us from shortcomings and character flaws. And I just want to share like three real quick keys about this thing with our character flaws and our issues. First thing I'm going to say to you, we've got to learn to recognize our character flaws. Because as you can see here, these men that we're talking about didn't know that they had these issues. Unfortunately, at some point, the issues that I have privately are probably going to come out publicly. Eventually, I'm going to wake up one day and be out of makeup and have to run to Walmart and buy some. Are you hearing me? I can only fake it so long. So we've got to recognize, number one, how do we recognize our shortcomings? I should just say one thing and go home. Listen to your wife. Meeting adjourned. Listen. First thing to recognize is look for patterns. What is the Lord addressing in your life right now? What is the pattern? Look for patterns. What situation do you find yourself facing repeatedly? You keep over and over dealing with the same issue. It's a pattern. I'm trying to tell you, the Lord's wanting you to recognize right now. What have you quit doing hundreds of times? Look for the pattern. The pattern reveals that there's something wrong with me. The repetition indicates there's something wrong with me. And I've been trying to place the blame on something else. What is the pattern in your life? Look for the pattern. Because it begins to indicate the place that he's trying to work on. What situation do you find yourself facing repeatedly? That's an indicator of what I need to change. That's where what I'm wanting you to see. If I've been doing it for years, and it's been going on with me for years, and it happens in every church I go to, and it happens in every relationship I've had, you're the common denominator. This is an indicator that I need to change. Patterns and repetitions in my life are indicators that I need to change. Insanity. Continuing to do the same thing, expecting different results. If I keep doing what I've always done, I'll continue to have what I've always had. What's the pattern? I know this has been fun and so on, but I don't want you to miss the prophetic time we're in here. Look at the pattern. Look in the mirror this time and say, if this is continuing in my life, I have a character flaw. Something's wrong. I got to fix. And don't get into guilt and condemnation. Just say, you know what? Now I get it. It's me. The second thing I'll tell you in recognizing is listen to others. There's an element of truth. Oh, it hurts to even say it. There's an element of truth in criticism almost every time. Are you hearing me? If you find multiple people who tell you something, pay attention. Listen to others. What is it in your life that multiple people are telling you and you get into a fetal position because you rise up and say, not me, I'm good at everything. If you hear the same thing from different people, pay attention. And see, what happens is our pride causes us to resist the criticism. We can't back up from the criticism and begin to examine And here, I think, is what the Lord is trying to get us to. When criticism comes, I think he wants us to take a moment and look at ourselves and say, is this true about me? Now, if you're hard-headed like I am, it's going to take several people to tell you before you even start to think about it. But what are people telling you? Oh, Lord, it hurts. What are the people? See, we got a choice to make here. Not what those people who see you in ministry are telling you. What do the people who live under your roof tell you? Different subject. See, if you operate in a gift, you could go around and ask. I could just do a survey today. Even if y'all believe, even if y'all didn't believe it, you'd say good things. You know, no doubt about it in my mind, but I can fake myself out and think I'm that good. Well, they all told me I was great. But if I look in my own house, usually the voice of truth is in those people that live in those four walls with you. And that's where we begin to have to look in the mirror. See, this is really what I'm talking about. The people closest to us know. You can fake Bubba out if you see him 2 hours on Sunday. But the people in your roof know. And sometimes they're trying to tell us stuff. It hurts me while I'm saying this. We got to humble ourselves and back up and think, we've got to see the element of truth in the criticism. If we're going to fix our character flaws and our shortcomings. I mean, I just wonder right now if there's people all across the room that you know good and well, multiple people have told you about something in your life. And each time you just walked off in pride saying, well, they don't know. God wants us to be free. And we can't be free unless we acknowledge, and sometimes he uses others to let us know that. And see, in a family, we ought to be able to do that. In an organization, if we do that, you'll just take your tithes and your toys and go on down the road and cause trouble at another church. But if we're family, you're going to take time to listen to the criticism. Don't blow up my phone this week with all your criticisms of me either. It does hurt when they dump and they pile it all on at once. At least space it out a little bit. That helps. Couple of things. Now, how are we going to deal with it? Number one, folks, we got to face it. And that's what the prophetic message is. Quit running. It's time for me to quit running from my shortcomings. Have the courage to look in the mirror. It's hard to look at you in the mirror and say, oh my, you're not good at this. The first key to moving forward. Now, you know this right now. Do you know? I want you to think of anywhere you want to go right now. There's one thing that you have to do in order to be able to go anywhere you want to go. You must recognize where you are. You can have a map that will take you. You can have a map of the whole United States. But until you recognize where you are, the map is useless. And that's what God is saying. Yes, I've given you a vision. I've given you a hope. I've given you a glimpse of your future. But you can't get there until you acknowledge where you are. You got to know I'm right here. You go to the mall. You know what they have on that directory? Little square. You are here. And see, what God's wanting to do in our life so that he can bring us into another level is show us you are here. You got to know where you are. That's why he wants you to face it. He wants you to come to the terms with what it is. And then think about this. Anybody ever get up in the middle of the night with no lights on, power out, can't see, as dark as it can be? And this is what you do? God. And guess what you have to do? I can go all around my house without a light, but not until I figure out where I'm at. I've got to feel something that gives me a point of reference. You ever woke up in the middle of the night and do that, and you're like, oh my God, where am I? Nothing. You can't have a point of reference. See, you can't move on with Him until you recognize where you are. And then finally, you stumble around and feel something. There's a coffee table. Oh, so now I know where I am. It's what God's trying to do. You can't move on until you recognize where you are. As John Maxwell says, I know what I don't know. That's a beautiful place. God's trying to get us to the point where we say, I know what I don't know now. I know what I don't know. That's a beautiful place to be. Our insecurity keeps us from facing our shortcomings. Got to be willing to admit we don't do something well. The next thing, get help. Learn. Get a mentor. Here's what I'm finding. By nature, we want to hang around people that are like us. That's our problem. Because if I hang around everybody that's like me, we're all mean. Or we're all whatever. You fill in the blank. But I need someone to begin to influence my life that's different from me. I need someone who's good at what I'm not. They're good at things that I'm not good at. But see, I can't even figure that out until I figure out what I'm not good at. I got to know what I don't know. And when I know what I don't know, now I start to hang around some people that are good at that so that I can have a model. Yes. We need those who are not like us that are strong in areas that we're weak. And by nature, we want to hang around people like us. It's tough. I don't want to hang around people that are not like me. I don't like them. They're not like me. But I need them. Because I'm not going to deal with my shortcomings unless he that walks with the wise becomes wise. And I'm not wise about everything. So I'm going to have to hang around some people that are not like me. Because they know something that I don't know. Are you hearing me today? And the next thing I'll leave you with, quit blaming others. Take ownership of poor decisions. Did you hear me? The devil didn't do it. I did. Hello? I made the decision. I'm talking about having an encounter with God where you can get free this morning. There's people all over here can get free if you would just realize. I did it. I made poor decisions. I'm not here because the devil came after me. I'm not here because God doesn't love me. I made bad decisions. Me. Some people are still fighting the devil. He didn't do it. Just acknowledge you didn't know what you thought you knew. And you made poor decisions. It's quiet in here. The hardest person take ownership of poor decisions. The hardest person to lead is me. I wish I had time to talk about this for a while. I might. But see, the hardest person to lead is me. And what I've learned about leadership is you cannot get people to do something different than who you are as a leader. Cannot do it. So that if I want to change an organization, if I want to change a home, if I want to change my family, guess who I have to change? Me, because they can't move past my ability to lead. So if there's going to be change, I have to be that change. Corny, but true. Be the change that you're hoping to see. That's how leadership works. Model what you're wanting from them. But what we tend to do is that's our false face. We tend to not model the opposite and get mad because they're not doing what we want them to do. They're just doing what, in my house, they're only doing what I modeled. Help me, Jesus, to get saved right here, now. See, so many of us blame the people in our lives. If you could spend about a month with Larry Jackson as a man, you'd feel unsaved. Because everything is your fault. Sir, if that woman's not happy, it's your fault, sir. But see, that's the essence of leadership. I got to deal with me. I'm the hardest one to lead. I've got to be the change. See, and the way we are by nature is, if you would just, no, I'm going to have to go there. I'm going to have to, now this is what Jesus did. I'm going to have to start modeling it first. That's why I'm telling you this. We've got to embrace it. You're the reason for most of your problems. I love you, but you're the reason for most of your problems. And if you can come to that place, see, some of you starting to wear guilt right now. You shouldn't. This should encourage you to say, for the first time in my life, relationships in your life gone by the wayside, why don't you for once go back and say, I was not a good friend. I was not a good husband. I was not a good wife. Hello, it's quiet. And see, Jesus taught this principle of dealing with ourselves first. Matthew 7:3. Why beholdest thou the mote that's in your brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that's in your own eye? How will you say to your brother, let me pull out the mote out of your eye, when a beam is in your own eye? You hypocrite. First cast the beam out of your eye, and then you shall see clearly to cast the mote out of your brother's eye. Deal with me first. And folks, I believe that's prophetically what the Lord is saying to us in this house. We want to get the world saved. We want to pass judgment on the sinners. We want to pass judgment on the Democrats. Hello. We got to deal with us first. And before the Lord can use us at the level that He wants to use us as a people and as a ministry, we've got to raise up a people who have gone to look in the mirror and found out, not in a place of guilt and despair, quit running from your issue. Make this the time that you run head on and face it head on and finally deal with it and acknowledge it so that you don't repeat this situation. If it's happened in every church you've been in, you're the issue. If it's happened in every relationship you've been in, you're the issue.